Welcome to Ebony Tales, where every story has a purpose. We're your hosts,
Erin Latrice
and Laish. What's today's tale? And so today we're going to talk about traveling with friends.
I've never had like a genuine bad experience. I've had some hiccups on trips, but I ain't never just been miserable on a trip with friends.
I haven't been to many places with friends. I don't think I have any horror stories in particular, but I would say when we went to New York, that was fun.
That was a blast. It was an adrenaline rush. Like, we were on go from like 4 a.m. to like almost 5 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
We did a quick little 24-hour trip for our friend's birthday dinner to New York. I regret nothing. It was fun.
How many people do you know can just be like, yeah, just got back from New York. How long you stay? A day. That's how my life set up.
I wish. I wish we would hop it on PJs to go here and go there for a quick little 24-hour trip.
I was playing off at work. Like, it was like, what you doing this weekend? You know, I was like, girl, I'm going to New York real quick. It's like, oh, you going to New York real quick? I'm like, yeah, girl, you know, just stopping by. Like, you know, I'll be right back. Like, but that was a very fun trip. Like I said, I haven't been to many places with friends in particular, so I haven't had those issues.
Whereas I have taken many trips with friends. I've taken trips with like just one friend versus like, I think the biggest trip I've been on, it was 14 other girls. Now, and the crazy part about it, that was my smoothest trip with friends. Mine is like when it's just like me and one other person, those are always simple and easy. But like that trip with 14 other girls, in my head going there, I was like, okay, that is 14 different personalities. Some of these girls know each other, some of these girls don't. But you know what? It was a blast. I almost feel like it was the perfect thing that a lot of us didn't know each other because we got to know each other. And now I'm real cool with a couple of girls from that trip. I regret nothing. We had a blast. But we also did it to where, like, if this, like, say 6 of us went to go do this and the other half didn't want to, like, we didn't have no problem with it. Everybody ain't got to do everything together. We was on this trip, what, 4 days together? 4 or 5, something like that. Like, we had a blast. It was so much fun. I regret nothing. But then I've been on trips where it's been, like, fabulous. But it has the whole entire trip. Somebody don't want to do this. So now the whole group can't do either. Somebody don't want to do that. So now these two going off by themselves with an attitude. I don't care for those trips. My grandma talks about that all the time. She's always saying how she's never like going on group trips because she gonna strike off and do what she wanna do. She don't wanna do what the whole group doing the whole entire time and da-da. And I get that. But at the same time, the whole point of going on a friendship is to do stuff with your friends.
I get that, but I kind of agree with grandma, with your grandma, because yeah, let's do some stuff together. But let's have some downtime too. Because I'm very much like, I have a social battery and I'm like, I can get socially exhausted like quickly. Like, if I'm seeing the same people every single day, eventually I'm going to be somebody y'all don't want me to be.
But see, I feel like you got to know who you're going on a trip with. Because when I go with Ariel, I know there's going to be some naps involved. And y'all know I ain't no napper. But for some kind of way, if somebody going on a trip with her, I end up taking a nap. Because she's one of those ones, she want to go do some activities, go lay down for a little bit, go do some more activities later that night. She's not a go all day person. And I'm fine with that. I'm very much a go with the flow. Like, if some of the group want to do this, sure. But then, like, I have some friends who, just like me, we can go all day. Because I'd rather go all day, do all the activities, experience whatever place, especially out the country. I don't like going out the country to sleep. Now, them sea days, that's different. I'm going to take a nap. But like when we're actually in that country, I want to go the whole time. Like I want to be doing something the whole time. I want to experience the whole experience. But I know which friends I can do that with and which ones I can't.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense. I get that too. Yeah. I wouldn't want to spend a lot of money to go out of the country and not experience everything that I can, you know, get my money's worth while doing it. So I completely understand that. I just don't know what capacity I would have for multiple days with people. I just don't know what capacity I would have.
Does going on a trip with your spouse count as going on a trip with a friend? Like, is that the same thing? Or is vacations different than vacations with your
friend? I feel like if your man is your friend, then it's a friend vacation too.
Now that right there is a hard vacation.
I can't lie. Every time me and my boyfriend go out of town and go somewhere, We argue. We have an argument.
I ain't gonna lie. Okay, I have not been on a vacation yet that we ain't argued at least once or twice in that whole trip. It's just, I don't. And it's so weird because it's like, person, that's your best friend. Like, y'all should not be. But it's almost like the stress of making sure that the trip is planned perfect and then that everything's done right. And then y'all get there and the slightest little thing set y'all off. It's like, what? Why did we come on this trip?
Yeah, you be so mad, you end up saying, I ain't going nowhere else with you.
And then a couple of minutes later, you back on a trip with them.
I don't know what it is, though. It's like it's in the air, it's in the traveling air.
But I will say, I don't have stress on a friend trip like how I have stress on like a vacation that is also with that person's family. Because now it's like y'all already got y'all's little stress, and then you got to impress the family too and not show that y'all are arguing. It's girl.
Yeah, thankfully I've not experienced that, and I'm kind of glad. But I think doing a family trip with my boyfriend's family would be fun. But sheesh, you know, I wouldn't want that stress.
I would say all the ones I've been on, I had a blast, but they
Yeah.
were stressful too.
So out of all the trips that you've been on, whether it be like with your boyfriend or his family, or you know, the friends or the people that you don't even know, what are, you know, the takeaways or advice that you would even give someone that's going out of town or going on a legit vacation with their friends for the very first time? Like, because we've seen a lot of horror stories, like real life horror stories, where people learn they can't trust people. We've seen people go out and be sold or almost sold and kidnapped, and people, you know, be attacked and set up and all these different things. So what would you recommend?
Know where you're going. So whenever I go out the country, okay, whenever I go out the country, I know which countries are more like dangerous versus others. Because they'll like when I went to Turks and Caicos before we got the boat, they told us specifically, like, hey, this is a high sex trafficking area. Like, be mindful of your surroundings. Don't go anywhere by yourself. Da 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 da. So always be mindful of your surroundings. And then it's like I said, know what friends you're traveling with. Know their personalities, even if it's someone you just met. Like, before y'all go out into the city or get off the boat or get off the plane, whatever type of travel y'all are doing, just be like, hey, do you like to walk off with strangers, or are you more of like a let's all stick together? Like, which type of, because if you finna just strike off with strangers, I can tell you this now, I'm gonna jump in the boat. I'm not with it. If we get off the boat together, we get back on the boat together. If we get out this Uber together, we get back in this Uber together. Now, whatever you do when you get home, that is your issue. But if we came here together, we're leaving together. And I genuinely stand by that. Like, even on trips with my family, like, if we started this activity together, we leaving this activity together. Like, ain't nobody getting left behind now. And those are just like the two biggest things that it's always been for me with traveling, knowing where I'm going and the situation and like the area, and then also knowing who I'm traveling with.
And I agree with those tips, because I think that when you said know who you're traveling with, not just that you can know what activities go and not go, and making sure that you can have fun but still be able to keep an eye out and be that friend, but also because you want to be able to know that with this person, they're going to look out for you just like you're looking out for them. You know, they're going to be mindful of you like you're being mindful.
Oh yes. Know if you're about to be babysitting or not. Because there are some friends who cannot handle their liquor. And now not only are y'all in a strange city, town, country, whatever, now you having to watch all y'all surroundings and watch this person too. Just know who you're traveling with. Because one thing I ain't trying to do is be somewhere having to babysit.
Right, and I can't carry you because I can't even bench the bar.
Ding ding.
Come on now. Now we stuck out here. Now we stuck out here.
Had to sit out today sober up. Dead weight is heavy.
It is. And I ain't strong enough. I ain't strong enough. So then I'll be looking crazy.
I got leg strength, but I ain't
Yeah.
got arm strength.
Same. Also, I like to have, even though sometimes it is kind of like you want to go off whim, I like to have an itinerary. I like to know what's anticipated, because number one, that's gonna let me know how I need to dress.
Oh yeah, because you know me.
Look, and but the thing is, like, I don't want to come and I'm wearing like this dress and like these cute, you know, casual heels or whatever, and y'all like, oh yeah, we going, we get on the horse, sister girl, what? You know what I mean? So I like to know ahead of time, like, what's going on. Like, what are we going to be doing? What time are we going to be doing it? Because number one, two, like, and I'm a travel agent, right? So the whole people are like, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want this. But then it's like, okay, you know, this event is at 8 o'clock. Are y'all gonna get up?
True.
So like the timing of things is crazy because if you want to get drunk that night and you know you're not getting up enough time to, you know, get dressed and get on the shuttle to go to your excursion, then it's like, okay, come on now. Why are we planning this stuff at this time? So yeah, being mindful of people's time and itinerary that everybody agree on.
But see, now that I'm sitting here listening and thinking about my own advice, I just sat here and made myself nervous because, you know, I'm going to Disney in May with my two sisters and their friends. Now, granted, I know all their friends. We have all this, like, I've been to so many different house events with them and stuff like that. But then I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I ain't never traveled with them. And it's like, yes, I know they all travel together all the time. But I am the one eyeball in this situation of like nine of us. Like I'm the one person who's never been there with them. And so now I'm sitting here like, hey, Aaron, you need to be listening to your own advice. You need to know the group. Okay, so have you been to Disneyland?
Never, never. I'm not interested in going.
That's crazy because that's my favorite. I prefer Disneyland over Disney World. And there are some people who be
Way smaller.
But to me, it was more. I was older when I went to Disneyland. I was like, what, 18, 17, something like that? 16, between 16 and 18. And to me, it was just more fun. Like, it was more things for like teenagers to do versus like Disney World and going to the teacups. And I prefer Universal Studios when I go down to.
Why was you on the teacups?
Now, my friends wanted to go on the teacups. I don't even like spinning like that. No, I went to Disney World.
Disney World has a lot of different stuff. It has a lot of different stuff. Now, Epcot was kind of like, to me, was a little boring when I was a kid. I'm not gonna lie. I just like going into stores and buying the stuff from the different areas, like the different parts of the world.
Well, see, and that's why we're going because my younger sister is turning 21. So we're gonna do the drink around the world.
But it's just, you know, it's like, eh. But Animal Kingdom is amazing. Magic Kingdom is beautiful because of the castle and the parades, fireworks. Those things are gorgeous, right?
Yeah. I'm not that die-hard Disney person.
Well, see, some of that ain't even Disney, right? Well, too much Disney, if that makes sense. Because some stuff you don't even think is Disney, like Avatar. I didn't even know it was Disney until I got there and was like, dang, okay. Like what they did with Avatar 2 is a whole Avatar jungle. And it's just so beautiful. Everything is colorful. See all these
Yeah.
different crazy looking birds and stuff. It's amazing. Like Disney World is crazy beautiful. Yeah, so I think the basis of this episode is to just be mindful of who you're traveling with, as well as I think overall, you know, we mentioned a lot of different things, but overall is communication with the group. And I think that if you communicate, you can kind of get away from it being a horror story of a trip. It can be, you know, a great trip, an enjoyable trip if you guys are communicating and you are, you know, genuinely friends, or if, you know, if you're traveling with people that you're not friends with, if you're, you know, genuinely open to getting to know someone different. And being able to spend time with them and, you know, accommodate them on a trip with the friends you guys have in mutual. In addition, we wanted to talk about a more serious topic concerning traveling with friends. Chinquella Robinson, who went on vacation with a group of her friends in quotation marks, who died in Mexico, and she was only 25 years old. This happened in October of 2022. And still, the US is still not pressing charges, people who took her out. And that's devastating, literally devastating. And it lets you know that, number one, what we've been saying this whole time, making sure you know who you're going with is so important. And also making sure you trust who you're going with and you know, hope that they have, and you know, they have good intentions for you. Spirit of discernment when you are Communicating with people, when you are getting to know people, when you are creating new friendships, is so important because you never know how people really feel about you, especially if you are closed off and not really paying attention to their intentions. Sometimes, people can be very much a nice person, easy to get along with, easy to connect with, and you kind of, being that person or having that personality type, you kind of lose track of being able to discern who's really on your team and who's not. And it's okay to be a nice person, but definitely before you make decisions to go on trips with people or to trust people in this manner, praying before you leave, whatever your religion may be, making sure that you are actively trusting those people and knowing that you're making the right decision by going on a trip with them. And anything that seems off or off-putting when it comes to your relationships with these people, my advice is don't go.
And I feel like that is good advice for everybody. If you got a even if in your slightest mind you feel like, no, this trip might not be it, don't go.
The overall message is to, stay in a season of, keeping your spirit open to information, and hearing from God, or like I said, whoever your spiritual guide may be, because you just want to make sure that, you are protected, you are safe, you are on the right path and making the right decisions, even when it comes to traveling. We all want to have fun. We all want to do things that are fun. But it's just important to be mindful of things. And also to go, if you go to another country, don't show your tail. Don't be like sis that was in Dubai breaking laws and thinking you just gonna come back to the United States and be fine. No, you're going to jail. And these places are beautiful and we all want to travel them and go and do all these different things, but you have to look into the culture, you have to look into the customs and their laws so that you make sure that you're not breaking them, because when you're on their property, they have that right to do whatever to you. Now, mind you, the United States can come and speak up for you and come get you, take you back. But be mindful of things like Brittany Griner. She was there over what was it, Russia, for a while.
Yeah, it was more than a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I feel like common sense. And then I also feel like, though, everybody ain't got common sense. Or as some people say, common sense ain't so common. Because it's like, I'm not going to just go somewhere. I don't even go out in my city. And y'all know I can show my ass when I'm drunk. I don't do that in my city because it's just like, I don't want to go to jail. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But my mama was saying, death stems from home and how you was raised. Because my mama always taught us,
Yeah,
don't go nowhere
definitely.
showing your ass. You are a representation of me. And so I still live by that at my big age of 28. Like, because I'm scared of jail. I can't go in there. I don't care what soil it's on, where it's at, I can't go. I'm too picky of an eater to be up in there.
That part, we need to do an episode on if I was in jail. But real life, I would probably sleep my life away. I would sleep my life away if I ever got there.
They
Lord have
would
mercy,
have
Jesus.
to send a shrink in there to talk to me because the way that I would be in a ball in the corner, unbathed and unkept, because from the time they closed that cell door to the time that it opened back up for me to get up out of there, baby, I'm going to be in the same spot. No meals, no baths, no, no, I'm going to be in the same spot. I will just waste
Yeah.
away because how the hell did I end up here?
I don't trust it. When they wash their clothes, are they just giving them random underwear? Like, do they have names on their underwear and they give them their particular ones, or do they just wash all
I
the
thought they do their own laundry.
I thought they were laundry people. They
Oh, why
had
would you
jobs
see?
to wash all the
Funny you
clothes.
say that though, because now that's gonna be in my head all night. Now I'm gonna be trying to figure out all night, is this one big group wash setting, and then you just get whatever size you wear after everything's dry, and you don't know who coochie was in that lat? You play too much,
Vibes is giving
because
me.
now that's.
That's the vibe is giving me. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Please send us some great trips that you went on with your friends, or maybe even some horror stories. The best ones, we'll share it on our Instagram. We hope you had a great time tuning in for this tale. Make sure to tag along for more tales to come.
Liking what you hear? Leave a comment or a view, and don't forget to stay connected with us on Instagram and YouTube.